You're listening to the voice of Pittsburgh News Radio 1020, KDKA. I'm Angino. I host the KDKA Afternoon News, sitting in for Larry and John in the KDKA Morning News until January the 2nd. They are enjoying the next 2 weeks off. And this morning, we're talking a lot about the Steelers and the Patriots, and also a lot about what's happening in Atlanta with the airport being shut down for hours. Hundreds, if not a thousand or more, flights canceled, delayed, and one of those passengers, our own Jim Colony in Atlanta right now. Jim, what's it like in Atlanta right now?
Dark. But actually, it was dark yesterday. I can tell you that. I was trying to figure out, I don't know how many people were stranded at the airport without power for that long, but there are several layers to this story. But just from my experience, you know, a friend of mine, Rick Lewis, turned 60 last week. They had a party for him. I surprised him by showing up, figuring no big deal. You know, I got a Sunday flight back. I was going to land in Pittsburgh at about, I think, 3:15, 3:30, plenty of time to get home and see the Patriots and the Steelers as part of my job. But things went a little bit awry when we made our connection in Atlanta. As people know, a lot of people do, there are six, I think it is. There are six terminals. There's a tram. I had to go from Terminal T to Terminal B on the connection from Sarasota. And we were on the escalator going up, and it stopped. Now, that was it. And this was at about, 12:30 or so. And so the escalator stopped. Okay, no big deal. You know, you just kind of grab your stuff, and you walk the rest of the way. About a minute later, I was in the concourse, and all of a sudden the lights went out. And it was interesting because there was a Delta. Now, this had nothing to do with Delta, but I was flying Delta, and there was a Delta, a guy probably around my age, maybe older, and he looked at me and he goes, "This is bad." I said, it just happened. He goes, "I have a feeling this is going to be really bad." And he was right. And I think it was worse than he anticipated. And then, you know, we were sitting there for, I guess, 10 hours? I just lost track. And oddly enough, Jim Trudinich, who is a media relations director for the Pirates, and I've worked with Jim for a number of years, and so he happened to be on the same flight. So at least the two of us, you know, I had somebody to be miserable with, and it really made things a lot easier. But it was, the way things unfolded, it was just, you keep waiting for something to happen, and then you see stuff, and every flights are stopped, and it was just, it was surreal.
When did you realize you were going to be there overnight?
Probably not until around 6. Maybe a little bit earlier you had an inkling, because there were our flight was scheduled to leave for Pittsburgh at 1:35, something like that. Come to find out, there were three flights from Atlanta to Pittsburgh on Delta after ours. So there were more people that were stranded. But then there were people that were flying into the airport. And when we finally decided to get out of there was probably around 7, when somebody was saying that there were 90, it was between 90 and 100 planes that were out on the tarmac that had no place to go because the planes couldn't take off, the gates were covered, and there were planes that were able to land. They finally, they stopped landing planes. And to the other part of that is that I wasn't up there, but it started to get foggier. You know, so visibility, I'm sure, was a problem. And I don't know how many flights were rerouted to Greenville, Spartanburg, for example, or Columbia or Savannah or wherever.
Now, when you say it was dark, how dark is dark? Are we talking like no lights whatsoever, emergency lights only? How were you able to navigate and walk around?
There were no lights whatsoever until around 7 o'clock. So by the time 5 o'clock, 5:30 or so rolled around, it was dark outside. At one point some fire trucks rolled by, and then you come to find out underground power. But things got weird when all of a sudden all these people, every once in a while you'd see a plane load of people walk by, they finally got a plane to a gate. This is probably around 3-4 in the afternoon. And then a little bit later on, all of a sudden there's a whole line of people, and we're like, what's going on? Well, they evacuated Terminal C, and all the Terminal C, they evacuated that terminal. So all those people walked down to Terminal B, and they're walking past us to try to go, I guess, toward the main entrance of the airport. And then a half hour later or so, we were told in Terminal B that we had to evacuate. And, you know, that's when I started thinking about, you know, what's going on here? I mean, is this some kind of a security thing? We had heard about, you know, if somebody cut a power line, there was a fire. But then all of a sudden you start thinking, well, wait a minute, why are they evacuating terminals? And we're like rats into a corner where there was no place to go. And so Jim and I just turned around and went back to where we were. And then they later told everybody else to get back to where they were. But bottom line, at least from my experience, when we heard that there were, you know, 100 planes out there and people were going, you know, they're letting them out onto the tarmac and they're walking up, you know, stairs to get up the jetways. And we thought, you know, we're getting out of here. And I've got some really good friends. A girl I went to high school with lives here, and she recommended a hotel. So I called the hotel. Here I am in the beautiful Georgian Terrace.
Nice.
And so that's where Jim and I went. MARTA, the other part of it is that MARTA, the transportation system, the subway, was not running. They didn't have power either. But eventually they did. And it was actually free. They said, oh, it's free tonight. We're like, yay. And I don't know, we finally made it down here about 9 o'clock.
And then you're flying in this afternoon around 2?
Well, I'm lucky because my friend Rick's wife is a big, you know, she's like the George Clooney of frequent flyer miles with Delta. And she made my arrangements to begin with to fly down. And so I'm on a 2:41 flight.
All right.
Jimmy was originally put on not till 8:30 tonight, but I think he switched his to mine.
Okay.
So it's a madhouse because you got people the holiday week and everything else, and you got people that already had booked flights for today. I imagine it'll be an interesting scene when we get back out to the airport today.
And it will be good to see you tomorrow morning, Jim Colony from Atlanta. Thank you very much, Jim.
How was the game, by the way? I missed it.
We'll get to that coming up. Jim Colony.